take nothing for granted, and I am campaigning constantly on the road and out there with the voters and talking about the issues that matter in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and those issues are largely focused on the need for more job creation and economic growth here in Virginia. You know, we've been pretty stagnant for five straight years, and we have got to turn things around, and I've got a plan to do that. And people are very responsive to that plan. They want to know, how are you going to make our lives better? And my policies will make life better for all Virginians.
Let me ask you, Ed, when you talk to people, and we're talking with Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, how much do people get caught up day to day in some of the federal issues, some of the national issues, you know, the immigrant issue or the climate change issue? Or do people in Virginia really want to talk about meat and potatoes issues that affect them?
Yeah, the voters I talk to in Virginia are very focused on jobs and wages and schools and roads and this opioid and heroin epidemic that has hit us so hard. And I'm talking about policies that will address the challenges we face as a Commonwealth. Now, as a state, we're very affected by federal policy and programs and spending. My policies would actually make us less affected by what happens in Washington, D.C., and give us greater control and more diversification of our economy so that what happens in Washington doesn't affect us so directly.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, one of three Republicans running for governor in the June 13th primary. I'm Gene Marano in the WFIR newsroom. I need to ask you, and there was a Washington Post article that focused on this, you know, how much do you have to balance things out where, you know, there's some theory that if you appeal to the really, really pro-Trump crowd, you're going to lose some of the moderate Republicans or vice versa. How is that affecting your campaign, or is it affecting your campaign, trying to maybe satisfy both camps?
Well, the fact is, Virginians are very concerned, like I say, about what's going on here in Virginia, and that includes people who voted for Trump and people who didn't vote for Trump and people in the middle, and they are looking for answers and solutions. We've had three straight years where more people have moved out of Virginia than into Virginia. That had never happened before since we started collecting the data in 1978. And what you find is that there's a lot of folks who are seeing our young adults who are graduating from our high schools and great public colleges and universities who are unable to find opportunity here in Virginia, and they're moving to other states. And we need to create more jobs here. My across-the-board tax cuts, I'm going to bring down income tax rates by 10% across the board. You know, those rates were set in 1972. They've never come down in the 45 years since. States around us have been moving, becoming more aggressive and more attractive to business formation and expansion and for businesses to relocate into their states. And we become less attractive. And my plan, according to an independent econometric analysis, would result in the creation of more than 53,000 full-time, private sector, good-paying jobs in Virginia. And so people are looking about, in Virginia, about how are we going to get Virginia moving again? And my policies will do that. It does start with that across-the-board tax cut, 10% across-the-board in individual income tax rates.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about your tax plan, Ed. And again, we're talking with Ed Gillespie, one of three Republicans running for governor in the June 13th primary. I'm Gene Marano in the WFIR newsroom. There's been some pushback on your tax cut plan for all Virginians' numbers, the 10% across-the-board cut. Have you seen anything in the last few months that would cause you to revise those numbers? Or you were talking at one point about almost $1,300 going into the pocket of the average Virginia family of four. Do you still stand by the numbers you came out with?
I do. Those numbers incorporate the 53,000 good-paying full-time private sector jobs, as well as the tax relief. And, you know, one of the things we've seen in Virginia in the revenue shortfalls we've had, they're attributable to the three significant factors. One is that we hit a 10-year low in labor force participation rate last year. Virginians are leaving the workforce discouraged, not even looking for a job any longer. We've also got too many Virginians who are working part-time when they want to work full-time. They're working 28 hours a week when they want to work 40 hours a week. And we've also been swapping out good-paying jobs for low-paying jobs, high-paying jobs for low-paying jobs for a decade now. By creating over 53,000 full-time private sector good-paying jobs, which is a 25% increase over what we project right now, people have more disposable income. And in addition to that, by being allowed to keep 10% more of what they're paying, because I would reduce the individual income tax rates by 10%. That would result for the average family of four in Virginia, when this plan is fully implemented, in nearly $1,300 more in disposable income every year. And, you know, that's what we need in Virginia. We need to get our economy growing again. We need people to have higher take-home pay and more disposable income, and it's time for a tax cut in Virginia.
Talking with Ed Gillespie, one of the things, Ed, you've seen recently is the job growth numbers in the country were lower than expected last month, but one of the things they're saying is that the jobs are out there. They just can't find enough skilled workers. Do you have a plan to get more training, more workforce training, so that some Virginians can get some of these higher-paying jobs that are being left unfilled?
We do have a skills gap in Virginia that we've got to close, and it includes doing a number of things. We need to do more skills training in our high schools and community colleges, and we need to issue degrees that are going to make a difference in the workforce for our public colleges and universities as well. And so there's a number of areas where we've got to close a skills gap. Some of it is in cybersecurity, for example, where we've got 130,000 unfilled cyber jobs right now in the Commonwealth. Some people say it's higher than that. And those jobs, if we don't provide the skilled workforce to fill them, those employers are going to go somewhere else to find that workforce. So we've got to close that gap. And we're doing that in some of our colleges and universities. Four of them right now, the public colleges and universities, are offering cyber degrees. We probably need to ramp those up faster and add one more. We've also got, for example, in Hampton Roads, there's 3,000 unfilled welding jobs, and we need to train more welders. Those are very good-paying jobs. And, you know, there's a lot of different career paths, and some of the career paths include a four-year college degree. Some include an associate degree from a community college. Some include a high school degree, and we need to make sure that all those career paths, we are providing the skills that we need for the workforce of today and of the future. And I'm putting forward a plan that will do just that.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, one of three Republicans running for governor in the June 13th primary. Just a couple of minutes left, Ed. I want to ask you, what's your stance on the pipelines? That's something that a lot of Virginians in this part of the world care about, both the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and the Mountain Valley Pipeline. It seems like the federal government has the final say. Where do you stand on pipelines, pros and cons? I know Governor McAuliffe supports pipelines.
I support the construction of the pipelines. That the construction alone will provide thousands of good-paying private sector jobs in the construction of them. But more importantly, they'll create an infrastructure here in Virginia that will make us more attractive to advanced manufacturing and provide for affordable natural gas supply in the Commonwealth, which is very, very important. Now, we can do that and respect private property rights and be sensitive to protecting our environment at the same time. And it's disappointing to me that neither of the Democrats who are running for governor in the Commonwealth support the pipeline and will say that they are supporting the construction of the pipeline. And like you said, Governor McAuliffe does. It's remarkable to me how anti-job creation and anti-growth both Ralph Northam and Tom Perriello are.
Why do you think your campaign has resonated with people for so long? You've been ahead in the polls the whole time, quite a big lead. What is it about your campaign you think that's resonated as opposed to, say, Corey Stewart or Frank Wagner's campaign?
People are looking for solutions to the challenges we face as a Commonwealth, and there are many. And the fact is, if the next governor does not respond with a sense of urgency to those challenges, we're going to fail our fellow Virginians. I have that sense of urgency, and I will not fail us. I'm going to continue to put forward policies that will make life better for all Virginians, and I will be a governor for all Virginians, and I take my campaign to all Virginians. And people appreciate a positive vision for the future of the Commonwealth we love, and they know that I will be an honest, ethical, hardworking, principled, faithful servant leader worthy of Virginia, and we could use one of those right about now.
Last question, then we've got about 30 seconds here, Ed. Again, we're talking with Ed Gillespie, one of the Republicans running for governor. I'm Gene Marano in the WFIR newsroom. Electing a Republican governor would be the first time in a while with a Republican General Assembly. What would that do? Would there be things you could do that aren't getting done now with a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature?
Well, absolutely. And these pro-growth policies, we'd be able to get them enacted. And you know, we don't want Richmond to become more like Washington, D.C., where there's just constant fighting and nothing gets done. And I've been able to bring together a majority of the Republicans in our General Assembly to publicly endorse me, but also to work with me on these policies, as well as hundreds of Virginians from all across the Commonwealth who have provided input to my policy development working groups. And it's important that we not just run on specific policies to improve the quality of life for all Virginians, but that we're able to deliver on those promises. And I'll be able to get things done. We'll be able to cut taxes. We'll be able to create jobs. We'll be able to improve our public schools, pave more roads, address this opioid and heroin epidemic, and People are looking for someone who's able to get things done. In my career, I've demonstrated an ability to get things done in the private sector and on Capitol Hill and in the White House, and that experience will serve me well as governor of the Commonwealth.
Ed Gillespie, Republican candidate for governor ahead of the June 13th primary. Ed, thanks for joining us today.